Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him,
to
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell Good, an international
call. Interface complete.
Oh, y'all already know what time it is.
Can you dig it?
I see.
Can you dig it?
Yeah. So we is live right here, man, because this is, going to be a good show for me because I know so many motherfuckers in this category because today is Janky Motherfucking Ass Promoters Monday. Yes. And if you ain't seen the movie, let me break something down for you. Cause I'm going to do this thing a little bit different today. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of news because I missed the news over the weekend. Fill y'all in on that crazy shit. And then we're going to take a break, get into a couple of cuts, and then we're going to come back, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to get back into some old Janky Promoters and tell you how these crooked motherfuckers I ran into, at least, have done. And if you'd like to call in and discuss it your motherfucking self, it's 347-237-5125, and you will be live to the world. On the Starship Smell It Prize. DJ Smell So Good is in the building. This is Wrecking the Game Radio. You already know how we do, man. And got to send big shouts out to my homies. Always. Motherfucking San Jose. California. Bitches. You already know how we do, man. It's 186.2 straight low rough. You know what I'm saying? And, hold on. I already know he coming in. You know he knows some janky ass motherfucking promoter. So it's all good. Y'all, hold on for a second. Let me, I got to walk over here and get my blunt real quick. Y'all hold on just a second. Go through these motherfucking doors. Blunt. Hey, motherfucker, don't worry about me. Get my goddamn blunt. Goddamn Timmy and shit. Play that shit. Get your little punk ass on somewhere. All right, motherfucker. I hear you.
Bro. Beam me aboard.
Energize.
Energize.
Yeah. No.
Oh, man. They booing because you beaming me aboard?
No, man. They booing because I'm talking about, you know, janky-ass promoters and shit.
I can tell you about something. Is that Don King you have up there?
Oh, yeah. The jankiest promoter of them all.
Man, you know, years ago I used to look up to Don King thinking he was the shit until you find out about somebody's roots.
Man, that
the tree might look good, but the roots do look dirty. You know what I mean?
That motherfucker is the king of crookedness, and that's Don King. That's the king of crookedness. But let me break this down to you. You know what a janky promoter is? You know what a janky person is? You ever heard of janky?
Come on, man.
I'm just saying. You know, everybody ain't hood in the world. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't hood. So a janky, I'm going to break this down. Janky is a dirty.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you some janky ass motherfucking radio show hosts. The ones we were just listening to right now. What the fuck were they talking about? Them some janky ass motherfuckers. But don't mind me, people.
Oh, man.
I've been up for a couple days and I'm just motherfucking, I'm coming down and it's hard.
Oh. Janky is a dirty, slimy, cutthroat, dishonest, and straight-up hustler, basically. A promoter, someone who promotes a product, person, or place. A janky promoter, you just don't fuck with them. This is all in my description, people. If you want to have your talent, time, and money taken and wasted, then please seek out and find this type of person. You know what I'm saying? But the movie tells it all. So if you ain't seen the movie, Janky Promoters, which features Ice Cube, Mike Epps, and Young Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? Go out. I ain't promoting the motherfucker, but I am. You know what I'm saying? Go out and check that bitch out. You know, especially if you're in the entertainment industry.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. I don't mean to cut you off. But where do you get that video at?
Well, it's the movie that's in the movies. Unless you just want to go catch a bootleg, you know, anywhere online.
Oh, it's in the movies right now?
Yeah. Janky Bermuda.
Oh, I got to look that shit up. I'll go get stoned and watch that. Sorry, go ahead.
That shit, they're funnier than a motherfucker, though. I'm putting two thumbs up on it. Because when
that's
you see it, though, coming from our back, oh, yeah, coming from our background, I mean, the opening credits, these niggas is running down the street, and niggas is opening up on their motherfucking ass, the two promoters. The two promoters is running, and the axe is opening up on their ass with pistols. That's opening the credits. That's telling you, you know what I'm saying? That's basically giving you the end. You know how they do the end of the movies at the beginning? And then run, you know what I'm saying? Then this is how it all started. Yeah, so them motherfuckers there, man, please. I know I have plenty of motherfucking janky ass motherfucking promoters that, and not even janky promoters, it's the people that you were involved in. Man, I had this dude, well, I can't even start yet, because I got to give some news and all that other
kind of stuff. Yeah, do what you got to do, brother.
Move, you know, and then we're going to get all into that. We're going to get all into that. But the headlines are so rough, man. I had to go ahead and the headlines over the weekend, you know, just rough, boy. I don't know if y'all heard crazy shit that's been going on. But if you haven't, like to hear, here it goes. Yeah. About to do a little something little different, y'all. We're going to switch this thing on up. We're going to give you a little nutty news of the day early. But this is the old news, you know what I'm saying? That happened over the weekend, you know what I'm saying? And coming up at the top of the hour, you know, we're going to get into the current news. You know, this is some old shit I'm gonna read to you. You won't be in the, won't be out the know. I talked about the cat found glued to the highway, didn't I? I don't think I talked about this, but we're going to talk about it anyway. All right, y'all. We're telling you this is the old news right about now. Nutty News of the Day is provided to you part by nuttynewsoftheday.com. You find all your weird, crazy, fucking outrageous news that there is. So, let me get my motherfucking music queued up real quick, my porn music. You know what I'm saying? Everybody like porn music. Yeah. Shouts out to Kim's Whimsies, man. She brought the whole crew. She had brought the whole crew through. I don't know where the hell you was at. You was here, but you wasn't here. You was in the damn chat room sleeping shit. What happened? There she go. Uh-oh, I'm speaking of the devil. Girl, I ain't see you, girl. Kim's Whimsies is up in the building. It's going down. Yes, sir. Man, we had an office party up in. I was part of the office party. And it was going down, boy. Butt naked motherfuckers everywhere stripping on poles and shit. That's what I'm talking about. Free subway all around. Free subway all around. But anyway, people, let me get into this news real quick. All right, we're going to go to Rome, Italy. Kim's Whims is make ups to you, you know what I'm saying? Tell, Jennifer? What her name? Jennifer on the pole. Yeah, tell her work that pole is 12 o'clock afternoon pole hour. All right, we're in Rome, Italy, y'all. We're, sticking out your tongue is illegal. Yeah, Italy's highest court of appeal affirmed the illegality of insulting someone by sticking out your tongue at them. The case brought before the Cassation Court involved a farmer whose tongue gesture was captured by a cell phone camera held by the neighbor with whom he was arguing. The farmer, Carlo O, had been convicted by a justice of the peace of insulting the neighbor, the Italian news agency reported. The Cassation Court let stand the conviction and ordered Carlo O to pay his neighbor's court costs of $1,863.81. God damn. Keep it in your mouth, people. Keep it in your mouth. So if you pull it in, yeah, you pull your thing out, imagine what would happen. Yeah. Oh, man. That is crazy. Hell yeah. All motherfuckers around here, all the women around here, everybody be in jail in the motherfucking United States if that shit went down. That shit, what? If that was a law, kids be in motherfucking jail. Hell, man, they'll lock up every goddamn body. We'll be locking ourselves up. That's just how we motherfucking do. You know, we stick our tongue out for many reasons. But we don't really use it as no nasty gesture. No, we're going to give you the finger or the arm or just say fuck you straight on out. I don't know about all that, you know. Anyway, let's go to Washington, y'all. Where the federal government is to pay Nebraska's Medicaid bills forever. Yeah. We started at Senator Bill Nelson's personal stand against covering abortion with taxpayer money translated somehow into millions of dollars in federal aid for his home state. Yeah, drawing criticism that his vote was bought. Duh. The Nebraska Democrat, following weeks of negotiation with his caucus, finally agreed to back the Senate's health care reform bill this weekend after Democratic leaders made a series of concessions. Nelson's support gives Democrats the 60 votes they need to overcome a filibuster, barring any last-minute defections. But Nelson also won several other concessions, most notably a commitment from the federal government to fully fund his state's expanded Medicaid population. How the fuck?
I'm doing a movie with
all states get full federal assistance for the first 3 years of the bill, but Nebraska would be the only state getting full assistance afterwards. Ain't that some shit? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All right. Well, check this out. We're going to take this to Cali, man, because I know you only know this going on in Cali, do you? Do you know what's going on in your home state, brother? I'm talking to you, Goofy Bone. Get on the phone, pothead.
Sorry. I'm over here doing something. What was that?
Pothead.
No, I ain't no pothead. I was over here looking up Jenkins Promoter. I'm sorry, shit.
My blunt, so I can get in the zone. Shit, let me get in the zone.
Shout out to Kim's Whimsies, because I love Kim's Whimsies.
Kim's Whimsies. Yeah. All right, well, check this out. We in Cali, y'all. San Jose Police. Yeah. Are under fire for interactions with the police that have turned violent. On Friday, launched a pilot project equipping officers with head-mounted cameras to record contacts with civilians.
Yes.
Officers will activate the cameras about the size of a Bluetooth device and attached by a headband above the ear every time they respond or make contact with the person. At the end of the officer's shift, the recording will be downloaded to a central server. Chief Rob Davis said the device is to be tested by 18 patrol officers are a technological advance comparable to the advent of police cars, two-way radios, and the 911 emergency system. And what do you have to say about that?
I will tell you this right now. See, the San Jose area is wanting to be known as a good political place to come. The Silicon Valley, bring your company over here. They want San Jose to look like the most innocent city.
Inviting place.
But I'm telling you, and I have witnessed this last Friday, my friend Joe, you know, he was a little drunk. So what they decide to do, they decide to beat his ass in the drunk tank. He's got millions of witnesses that they batoned him while he was down on the ground handcuffed, sleeping, and they batoned him to death. I mean, not to death, but I mean, they batoned his ass. He comes out of the drunk tank with bruises, and I mean, San Jose police, they don't fuck around. They beat your ass. They'll beat your ass and throw you around, like say, they'll take you into one neighborhood and drop you off in the other neighborhood. So then they can say, oh, if he's walking around that neighborhood, he got his ass beat by that neighborhood. You know what I mean? It's sneaky out here in San Jose. I'm dead serious. But now with this pilot program, what are they doing? They're invading our privacy.
Exactly.
So now
exactly.
what is Goofy
so everywhere they walk at
doing,
is right there recorded.
You know, but how many did it say that they're putting on? Like 12?
No, 18 to start out. 18? That's just to start out to make sure
that
y'all comfortable.
So check
y'all
going to
be comfortable. Watch
check
next month
out,
if that shit ain't full force.
What Goofy Bone has protested and started to do since I got batoned by cops, I'm going to go down to starting probably the beginning of the year. I'm going to start going downtown with my 186-point Deuce TV, and I'm going to start recording cops doing what they do. And I'm going to blast them.
Freedom of press.
Because I'm telling you, these officers are getting away with a lot of crap. And there's nothing that, I mean, they're covering up so much, like what I say. They drop you off in one neighborhood. Like, they'll take me. They'll beat my ass, and they'll throw me in a Sudano neighborhood. And then, you know, say, if my gang rivals see me, you know, all busted up already, they're going to come bust me up again. So then if somebody does call the cops, they'll say, oh, well, those guys busted him up, so the police couldn't have busted him up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's straight up. Yeah. And the DA and everybody works together. I'm telling you. I would love to do a like a Tony Soprano version of San Jose because, believe me, I've worked with some government officials over here in San Jose. I mean, I've worked with them outside of what they're supposed to do. We had this big old thing a couple years ago with the with our mayor and our waste management company. And guess who got the deal?
The waste management.
Goofy Bone. But anyways, it was a bad deal. Everybody got ripped off and all this other shit, and it's crazy. But Goofy Bone went in there in the mayor's office, and I got that deal.
Mm. Well,
so if y'all want to do some investigations and find out, go look that up. But anyways.
Guess no. where else we got motherfucking crooked police?
Where?
In Washington, D.C.
Jesus Christ.
Because a plainclothes police detective, and this is the headlines, cop pulled gun because he was hit with a snowball. Yeah. Plainclothes police detective allegedly pulled his gun out and waved it at a large group of people in a snowball fight at the corner of 14th and U Saturday afternoon. The incident began when a plainclothes detective approached a crowd of people throwing snowballs and got into a verbal altercation with members of the crowd, according to the police. A uniformed officer responded to the scene after getting calls about a man with a gun. The uniformed officer pulled out his weapon as he approached the plainclothes detective. As soon as the detective identified himself, the uniformed officer put his gun back in the holster. That's what the police said.
Hey, but can I comment on something? You know, back to the cops with the camera vision. You know, they have them on the cop cars already. If you look by the sirens, like
yeah, exactly.
on the north,
right on,
south,
on the thing, right?
Yeah, north, south, east, and west. They have cameras because every time they roll up in the neighborhood, they have cameras four ways to see everything. And talk about invasion of our privacy. So what Goofy Bone's going to start to do is invade their privacy and start videotaping them.
Well, I mean, all you're going to do is find yourself like motherfucking China. Why you think the U.S. is so mad at China for shooting that rocket in there? All it did was shoot their motherfucking satellite up there to get their spy on, just like y'all getting y'all spy on.
Oh,
with everybody else who's sending they shit up in the air. That's the only reason motherfuckers mad, please. Your privacy, honestly, been gone. I mean... Your privacy been gone. Well, you can go to Google Earth and get all the way down to then pay $300-$400 where you can see your front door. Because they got the satellites already connected and beamed and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, honestly, your privacy already gone. They just, you know, just trying to get you more, you know what I'm saying, used to losing your motherfucking privacy. You know what I'm saying? We already took it from you, but now we're going to just enforce it. And that's all this is. This is just an enforcement of, you know what I'm saying, your liberties getting taken away. And if they putting that shit talking about that safety, that's some motherfucking bullshit. Ain't nothing safe about that. Exactly. You need to tell your motherfucking officers to calm the fuck down. Send their ass through some goddamn sensitivity training. You know, come on, man. Google Earth, man, please. You can find anything really online to pay a couple of bucks. You can get whatever the fuck you want. Just like Obama sends get more motherfucking terrorists home. Pay your motherfucking money. Somebody paid this shit. And we're going to Washington, D.C., y'all. The Obama administration is transferred, and this motherfucker, I just talked about this on the whatchamacallit. They're going to tell them, nah, this didn't happen. How the fuck are you going to tell me this shit didn't happen? I'm on the online think tank, dude, in the chat room, going, you know what I'm saying, when I told them Obama letting all the motherfucking prisoners free and shit back to their countries, nah, he ain't doing that. Till I put the fucking headlines in that bitch. Bitch, I read. I don't just say shit off the top of my fucking head. The Obama administration. Hey, we make it sound good, though.
Oh,
the Obama administration has transferred 12 Guantanamo Bay detainees to their home countries in Yemen, Afghanistan, where we fucking with war, supposed to be at war with, right, in the Somaliland region, despite concerns that many former prisoners are returning to terrorism. The Justice Department said in a written statement that the transfers were carried out under appropriate security measures and that consultations with the host countries would continue. What? Six Yemeni detainees went to Yemen, four Afghans went to Afghanistan, and two more Somali detainees went to Somaliland region. The announcement came after Representative Frank Wolf of Virginia sent a request to President Obama on Friday to stop the release. The nearly 100 Yemenis remaining at the Cuba facility make up the largest group there, but releasing more detainees to Yemen is raising concerns because of the country's security problems and lack of resources. This is why I say, what the fuck did you arrest these stupid motherfuckers for anyway? Why did you come and let these motherfuckers suck up taxpayers' money to get taken care of, Americanized and shit, fed, clothed, provided with the Quran, and fed federal style, not prison,
you know,
style,
funny.
Not state prison style, federal prison style.
That's funny. They give them their little Muslim stuff and all that to pray with, and you know, they don't even it takes like maybe a month to get a Bible, but they hand them their stuff. You know what I mean? In a regular, like, county jail or prison. That's crazy.
Yep. Yeah, so
that
is
crazy.
And with that camera deal, like Kelsey Winslow was saying, that does. It opens up the playing field for anybody, because who's to say now that if a cop got a fucking camera and shit on his head and he just opened with it like that, I can't also monitor the police. So who don't say that's a goddamn pedophile? You know what I'm saying? But actually monitoring kids. And now he making a fucking documentary of little kids. He walking around saying that he watching the police, but actually he watching little kids and shit.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Okay.
Yeah, believe me.
Goofy
Bones going to make the statement. For real.
Yeah, they created cops to protect and serve the public. But then the opposite effect is the cops got the badge. They felt the power of it. Now they felt that I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. Now you got your crooked cops, which is the reason we leading up to these so-called head cams. But if you motherfuckers are supposed to be protecting and serving and doing your job, would you sit up there and raise your hand and say, yes, I will look out for the community. I will not fuck over the community. I'm going to arrest the criminals in the community and help out in the community when needed. Now, I will not harass the community. I will not come through and try to take from the community. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. And that's what the fuck is going on now. Yeah, good old us. The good old us.
Mm-hmm.
The
United States.
Hey.
Tell me about it, brother.
How about, let me go on and get a little bit more diabolical on y'all. Let's get a little bit more diabolical. Because, hold on, where am
I? Diabolical.
I need to, what's it called for that one? Get a power bike for that. Get diabolical. I don't know what somebody said. You know. Get a little relaxed, though. Parents are misled by kids' snack packaging. And this is why, you know, I like other countries, because they actually research shit. You know what I'm saying? Research by the British Heart Foundation found that 92% of mothers faced with typical claims used on food were duped into thinking they were beneficial. They were presented with various slogans and asked whether the labels meant a product was likely to be healthy. Only 8% rejected all the claims. 92% fell for the shit. Only 8% rejected. BHF Chief Executive Peter Holland said, "Moms are having the wool pulled over their eyes by food manufacturers. Smoke and mirror tactic means that foods targeted at children and high in fat, salt, and sugar are being disguised with partial health claims suggesting they're a healthy choice. Regularly eating these types of foods could have serious implications for kids' future health." Cocoa Pops is listed right here on the front. Kellogg's, the entire fucking brand. I don't give a shit. Whatever cereal they making, look on the back of that shit and look at the saturated fat. Look at everything on that bitch. Ain't nothing healthy about no fucking cereal. So that's why ain't nothing healthy, period, though. You should eat everything in moderation. If you eat too much of anything, you'll kill your motherfucking self. Eat too much of steak. Eat too much of pork. Eat too much of anything.
So, very soon we're going to be fat like my son's favorite movie, Wall-E. How those people are all fat and they got to hover in the little hovering chair and shit like that.
Nah.
We all going to be fat like that, man, one day.
Hell no. Nah. Well, there's just those stupid bitch. Yeah, I'm going to call her a stupid bitch. Teen Sailor disappeared. Yeah, fucking, we're in the Netherlands. Oh, and this is, we way old. This is in Haag, the Netherlands. A teenage Dutch sailor who made headlines when she went to court to fight for the right to sail solo around the world has gone missing. Police said Sunday. Laura Decker's boat, Guppy, is still moored at its usual berth, and the 14-year-old appears to have left her father's home on her own. Utrecht police spokeswoman Bernhard Jens told the Associated Press in a telephone interview, "We do not believe this is a crime." Jens would not comment on a report in Dutch newspaper Dave Funks, whatever the hell, that Decker withdrew $5,000 from her bank account a few days ago. And the update is she ran away from home and was found in the Dutch Antilles. Yeah, that's the update. Hell nah, you dumb bitch.
You know what the fuck you talking about.
God, hell. She got mad. The little teenage girl, she wanted to try to break a record and sail around the world on her own. You know what I'm saying? They told her, no, the bitch is too young, stupid little motherfucker. How the hell you going to do some shit like that? So she got pissed off and went and took $5,000 out of the bank and ran away. That's the basic shit. You know what I'm saying? Talking about she was missing and shit. She ain't missing. Dumb bitch. How about, this is in New York for all my New York people out there.
Hey,
yeah, you
man, I'm
going to
call back in a little bit.
All right, that's what's up. Appreciate it.
Shout out
to
Kim Quimses and everybody else on the Starship Smelly Prize. Goopy Bone got to get, you got to beam me down. Beam me down, right. Smelly.
Right, hold on, bro. Where we at, people? Where's the transport? There we go. There we go.
All right, everybody. Have a good day.
Yeah, that's 186-point Deuce Land right there. Goopy Bone. Representing, you know what I'm saying? We up here chilling with my homeboy, you know what I'm saying?
Ta-da!
Yeah, we doing it real big. We got Kim's Whimsies off in the chat room, you know what I'm saying, on the Starship Smelly Pride Bridge. You know, everybody's riding out with good old
Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
Radio, you know what I'm saying? and take a little quick moment out. We're going to get back
into it. Life isn't about money or your job. It's about having good friends, a nice car, and nailing as many women as possible. That's why I choose Boosh Cologne. The name Cologne stems from the Roman Empress Agrippina, who'd sleep with anyone. I know. I did. And I'll sleep with you, too. God, I love myself. I smell great.
Boosh Cologne. Get your sperm swimming.
Oh man, that is some funny shit, man. Get your sperm swimming. Oh, wow. Are you laughing too? Yeah, that shit was funny. That shit was funny. All right, y'all, let's get back into a little bit more. Oh, well, somebody had something to say. My dog SFN Visuals, you know.
What's good, what's good? This your boy SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. DJ FTP, a.k.a. DJ For The People. Fuck the police, you know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
Yeah. And don't forget, we finna make a call, man. Hold on.
Tavern, where do you leave me to drink?
Yeah, hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Rotch.
Hold on, I'll check. My crotch! My crotch! Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately?
Yeah, they already fucked up, man. Sitting there high and shit. Uh-oh. You got somebody want to beam up? All right, 813, I'll see you on the line. If you'd like to beam up on the Starship Smelly Prize, you do have to press 1 and then stand back because you will be beamed aboard. If not, welcome to the show. This is what we doing, man. Check this out, y'all. We're in New York City, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, it was too cold for the new protest. I would have seen that. Bicyclists who plan to go topless to protest the removal of a Brooklyn bike lane switched gears Saturday, pinning plastic breasts to their jackets as they rolled into a snowstorm. Dozens of bikers joined a protest called the Freedom Ride to oppose the removal of a bike path in Williamsburg, an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood. But the fierce snowstorm in New York kept them from pedaling topless as planned. So the hipster cyclists blame, well, I don't give a fuck who you blame, but they say they can't handle scantily clad women on wheels. Hey, more power to you, ladies. Let them all hang out. That's what I'm talking about. Let them all hang out. Yeah. Well, all right, y'all. This sounds kind of nasty, but yeah. Beg bug complaint leads to lewdness arrest. We're still in, no, that's New Jersey. West New York. How the hell you got West New York, New Jersey? All right. A man who complained about an infestation at his residence was arrested yesterday for pulling down his pants to prove his claims. Yeah, according to reports, Guillermo Enriquez, 60, of West New York, went to the Board of Health, which is located on the second floor of Town Hall, on Wednesday at 3 p.m. to complain about a bed bug problem. Enrique became very angry and agitated and decided to show the employees what the bed bugs had caused. Yeah, pulling down his pants. That's what I'm talking about. Put it in the mouth. Bow, take that. Sorry, y'all. I guess I should have said. But police are searching for, oh, y'all can help out too. In a fire in Springfield, Massachusetts. A fight between two barbers at Main Street shop late Saturday morning as police searching for the barber who stabbed two of his co-workers, apparently angry because he thought one of them stole his equipment. What equipment was taken was unclear. Probably some weed and shit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga took my blood, nigga. I'll try to hit that on break, nigga. As police are still investigating, another barber was stabbed when he tried to intervene. And the barber being sought is to believe to be in his late teens or early 20s. What the hell kind of dumb shit is that? What kind of description is that? The nigga worked there? You ain't got no ID, no that better than that, no name, nothing else, just that. All right. What to do, Miss Darren? You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show, girl. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you coming on through. You know, I'm giving y'all a little nutty news of the day early. Normally, I do it at the top of the hour, but, you know, over the weekend, man, there was some crazy shit going on. So I had to go ahead and update everybody real quick. Then I'm talking about some janky-ass promoters. Janky-ass promoters like motherfucking Saudi at Club 112, Club Nouveau, nigga at motherfucking Tampa Live down there in Ybor City. What the hell that nigga name is? Call himself Gary Coleman, whatever the hell he call himself. Reduction. Yeah, so we're going to be getting into it. We're going to put a couple niggas on blast, man, talking about this janky-ass promoter. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're a promoter out there and you come down here like we had some nigga came from some damn wherever the fuck Planet X he came down from and brought his punk ass down here, advertised for a couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying? All online, everybody keep pulling this Soulja Boy shit. You know what I'm saying? Advertising online, getting bitches to sign up. Said virtually nothing because you don't even know what the fuck you signing up for. Then you get to the show, this motherfucker promised all this. We get to the show, this shit is in a goddamn meeting room, half a meeting room. And then he giving out awards with no awards or trophies. Talking about we got to mail everybody shit in the mail. And you'll get it in about a week. That's a janky ass promoter right there. Alright. So let's go ahead and whoever that was, they ain't wanna press the button, so be alright. Anyways, a cat was found glued to the highway, y'all. This is in Minnesota. Yeah, maybe it was nine lives, but one feline is lucky to be alive after he was found with his paws glued to a Minnesota interstate. A couple saw the cat on the side of the road and thought it had been injured by a car, but the cat was stuck. Though its paw pads were ripped off by the glue when the couple removed him from the road, the site reported. Members of the animal adoption organization Second Chance Rescue expressed outrage at the treatment of the cat, which has been named Timothy. That's fucked up, man. People are some sick motherfuckers, man. Damn, you gonna take it out on the cat? Damn. Go back to Washington, y'all, where terrorist crooks are allowed to keep FAA pilot's license. I question this my motherfucking self. This is why I question. Because y'all damn near take a pilot's license after he have when he get caught drinking and shit. You know what I'm saying? So how in the hell if you a motherfucking terrorist, you get to keep your goddamn American fucking pilot's license? All right. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators has asked the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, in case y'all ever be wondering what the acronyms are, Inspector General, to investigate why suspect individuals, including terrorists and drug kingpins, have been able to retain their Federal Aviation Administration pilot's license. In a letter to DHS, Inspector General Richard Skinner, the senator cited media reports, including the ABC News investigation, that questioned the ability of the Transportation Security Administration, also known as the TSA, to purge the FAA's aviation list of individuals posing a threat to transportation security. Now, at the top, I just read Obama's administration has let 12 motherfuckers go from the damn Guantanamo Bay shit back to their motherfucking home countries, and they are expected to release more. The over 100 motherfuckers still at that motherfucker, and they just want to send all their asses back. They want to do a goddamn Fidel Castro, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or whoever the fuck keep doing these stupid ass shits talking about we need to make room by letting prisoners out. That don't make no fucking sense. That is ass backwards like the Willie Lynch letter 1712. That don't make no motherfucking sense. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you already know. All right, check this out, man. Let me put my porn music back on. Hold on, man. Fuck that. I got to go ahead and force somebody to goddamn come on the show and shit. I don't know what kind of shit is that. All you motherfuckers that... Yeah. That's what motherfuckers don't want press the goddamn button. Fuck it. I beam your ass up anyways. Hold on, people. Let me force beam somebody up in this motherfucker. I want to goddamn raise your hand. I got something for you. Force beam, Timmy. Hit him. Oh, fucking Timmy. What you over there smoking, Timmy? All right, y'all got to excuse Timmy, y'all. He over here smoking some.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
End up like motherfucking man. Hold on, man. Somebody up in this motherfucker. 813, who this is? Hello. Yeah, I see you over the line. Who is it? Don't have to put your whole phone number out there. 433. Put your whole phone number out there to the world? Or just want somebody to call you?
Smell good.
Just want somebody to call you. That's what it is.
No,
who this be?
That's 433. Tony.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to put you on blast. Who this is?
Tony Williams. Big uncle.
This who? Oh, T, what's up?
Yeah, this is me, man.
Oh, boy, you're almost... Well, fuck it, homie. You know what I'm saying?
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You know, shit.
No,
I'm here creeping
right
and shit. Coming here creeping and shit. What's happening?
I'm over here on the job in Dunedin.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah,
what
so I'm just riding and listening in. I ain't going to make no noise this time.
But shit, I'm done with the news. I'm about to get... Oh, who hit me up on the back line? God damn. Hold on, people. I got to put somebody
right
on blast. Put somebody on blast.
Put yo.
What up, bro?
You on the radio. What's up? Goddamn crap. So I didn't care. This crying city right here, man. You got to call into the goddamn show, man. Stop hitting my motherfucking bat line, man. Man, well, no, you hell, just call this number here. Write this number down. Write this here now. You don't need no computer ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I'm a hustler on both ends, nigga. You want to page the number to listen to the show virtually? I got a page or two. Oh, 347. All right, 347.
What is it, 813?
No, nigga, this is what I'm saying. 347.
237.
Look at this ghetto shit right here, y'all. Y'all hear this ghetto shit?
237.
Niggas ain't got pens or pencils these days. Nigga, because I'm on the phone, probably. 237. God damn. 5125. Some ghetto ass shit, y'all. 5125. Yeah. All right. Oh, goddamn. Well, look at here. That's the hood for you, people. That's the goddamn hood for you right there. Now I got to find. Well, hell, I can't even load this nigga shit up because, hell, I ain't got the motherfucking disc. He going to call in one of his donk nigga. I got donk nigga. But y'all can check out donk on livestream.com. You know what I'm saying? His video posted up there. That's Crime City. My nigga Krim going to be calling up in this bitch in a minute. You know what I'm saying? So y'all just hold on for that. But that is some ghetto ass shit. Y'all hear that now. I know y'all heard that. You know what I'm saying? Boy, look at here. Only in America, people. Only in America. All right, let me welcome somebody to this motherfucking show, y'all. Let me get a motherfucking drum roll real quick. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And let me introduce y'all to the motherfucking Crime City's own up in this motherfucker, y'all. The hell you gonna hang up? The hell kind of shit is that? I go through all that and this motherfucker hang up. Ain't that by the best. Well, there's some crazy shit here. Alright, you know, I guess he's a motherfucker.
Yay!
You know? Fuck it. Okay, here we go. We're going to try this again, goddammit. We're going to try this again. Introduce the goddamn mother. Let me give this motherfucking round of applause again. Shit. Here we go. All right. Hell and out of the 352. All the way to the motherfucker 813. Crime City's own. Motherfucking Crime is in the building, people. Nigga, what's happening? Hold on. Let me give this nigga a round of applause again, y'all. Let me give this nigga a round of applause again. One more time, my nigga. Up in this bitch. Crime City, goddamn. Fucking right.
Shit, if this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Oh, yeah. I guess they ain't want you to get, you know what I'm saying, two claps and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, though. We still, it's all good. Well, Anna, man, we got motherfucker. Hey, check this out, people. Y'all got to go to livestream.com/WDGE radio. And I got this, because see, when you already called me on the bat line, he asked me, no, I have this song called Got Donk. And right now, I don't have no, my CD player don't work on my damn laptop. So everybody gave me all their music. I can't, you know what I'm saying, load nothing up, unless it's on the zip drive.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I got everybody motherfucking video on the live stream. So when January 1st, I'm starting my new video program. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm starting to feature everybody. You know what I'm saying? From all over, who send me videos. I got Boston. I got Red Shades and sent me videos. I got Cali. You know what I'm saying? My dog Goofy Bone. I got Tennessee. I got everywhere, man. I got all kind of videos. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's all indie, all independent shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, that's what we're gonna be launching. And y'all shit on there, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple little clips we did from Coco's, you know what I'm saying? And if y'all got something like, you know, a little compilation video you did, you know what I'm saying? Send that bitch to me, and then I'll you know what I'm saying, add it to the rotation. Because when I go live, that's when I'm actually to be talking about the different videos, the people in the videos, you know what I'm saying, and all that. And then, you know what I'm saying, and actually getting people to know, you know what I'm saying, the artists. Right now, you know, I play the music and shit. And I can tell you who the hell he is, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't no visual, you know what I'm saying? I'm bringing you to the world of now you finna know the artist, you know what I'm saying? As well as get to hear, because the same shit you're hearing on the radio is gonna be most of the artists that I got, you know what I'm saying, videos for too. And then you're gonna, you know what I'm saying, you actually get to hear live. So working on it, you know what I'm saying? Going down. I do got Creep shit though. Got Creep, you know. Bobby Treacherous, you know what I'm saying? A couple of people from your clan, you know what I'm saying? And tell people about you, man, since you live on the show, man. Go ahead, man. You a first-time motherfucking victim and shit. So go ahead and tell people about you, man, what you do. And then answer the question, because today is Janky Ass Promoters Monday. We talking about Janky Ass Promoters. Niggas that go out there and tell you to come on through and then turn around and then shit on you. And give you the ass to kiss. We talking about them type of motherfuckers.
Who you talking about? Rated R?
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, bro. This is an uncut, uncensored show. You can't be talking like that.
Fuck this nigga. You know me better than that nigga.
Nigga, tell the world who you is, first of all, man.
Man, it's that nigga Cream, Crime City Records, man. You already know. And if a motherfucker don't know, they sleep. Wake the fuck up.
Who you representing out of?
Dave City.
Huh?
Yeah.
FLA. FLA. Yeah, that's real. So, okay. And then tell me, give me a rundown of who on your roster.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. That nigga Creep. Bobby Treacherous. That motherfucking Hitman. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn, it's a long line of motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? And many more to come. You know.
Okay, well, who the lady right now? Who's the lady of Crime City?
That's Pony. Pony,
you know,
girl.
You got that head,
yeah.
You know, honcho all the thing now. You know?
You already
do. That's and I need that song too. I play that bitch on here, boy. Look, motherfucking no hands.
Hey, what's up?
Gotta play that shit. Well, y'all need to, man. Y'all gotta get technological. I need to get on that jump drive. Cause every time you walk to a DJ nowadays, especially Pun, you know what I'm saying? DJ Pun, shit, most of them. Well, no, Strizzo, he's still on CDJ shit. But you know, most of the DJs now they be on computers and shit. Like I don't play CDs, period. You know what I'm saying? I just don't play CDs. So when you bring it to me, I need. You know what I'm saying? I need it on the jump drive. And then, boom, I'm right there. So you can't even tell me that, nigga, you can't play it because the bitch on the jump drive, you uploading it right there. And all you got to do is drag that bitch into your damn player. And that way, nigga, can't never tell you, oh, man, what track is it and all. Hell no. That bitch pop up, bing, all your tracks right there. Right there, dog. Drag that over. Boom, play that. Bam, right there. You know what I'm saying? No excuses.
Yep.
You know, that's what I'll be about.
You already know we come show this up, so we ain't on that DJ play track one back from shit. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, tell me about a janky promoter you done came across, because I put Saudi ass out there. I don't know. You know
that,
what, man? AKA, I used to be 112. I used to be 800 other clubs ripping niggas off, and now I'm Club Nouveau. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
A poor excuse for a fucking true African.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna bring your ass over here from the motherland and then rob the brother, man? God damn. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Well, they doing it right the fuck here in the hood. Good old motherfucking U.S. of A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But who, because shit. You came through the other night. You called me somebody you was pissed off at that told you to come through and didn't come through.
That was old Palmetto. That was a Palmetto thing, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's I don't know too much about that, but you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get into the shit that I know about, you know what I mean? And you know I'm everywhere. But, you know, the Crowbar, with 08 over there. That's some old jacked up ass shit. Let me see who else.
He said a Crowbar.
Yeah.
That's a bar there?
Yeah, that's in Evo City.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I ain't heard that one. I know, let me see. Let me throw a couple out there. Because, let me see. No, I ain't gonna put Blue Shark on the shit list like that. But at the same time, I'm gonna put him on the shit list like that, because the whole time that they kept bringing motherfuckers in there, they weren't putting no flyers out.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't encouraging motherfuckers to really bring nobody else up in there but artists. And you know, you remember that one time I stopped the mic and I was like, you know what I'm saying? How many artists in here? 25 motherfuckers raised their hand. I'm like, now, fans, raise your hand. Nobody raised their hand. That's a goddamn problem right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You need to be, and then they ain't have no drink specials. They was doing all that. That's janky promotions right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then and it's at the benefit of, at the expense of the motherfucking artist.
Yeah.
Who else is that good for that? Underground.
Yep.
Good for that. Putting Rick Ross and Jeezy, notorious for putting Rick Ross and Jeezy on motherfucking flyers.
Yeah.
Like they gonna be in that motherfucking building and shit. And you get that motherfucking what?
Blood Sky too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Empire.
Got it.
Empire. Oh, Empire. 2005. Janky promoting. I went motherfucking did my shit. I spent I went and bought two $110 vinyl posters for motherfucking King Cole's. Had them bitches blowed up of the actual flyer that I made, the actual poster that I made. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This was like memorabilia type shit. Do you know at the end of the night, these motherfuckers told me, as I'm looking around, because first of all, fuck Dirty. You know what I'm saying? AKA Dutch Dirty. You know what I'm saying? Is the motherfucker, he's a janky promoter his goddamn self. You know what I'm saying? Who, when I put the big ass shit on the damn flyer, say we was giving away a 2-carat diamond. You know what I'm saying? This bitch showed me a diamond now. I ain't gonna lie, he showed me a diamond, but it wasn't no fucking giveaway. He gave that, he must have gave that bitch back away to his pocket. Because throughout the night, you know what I'm saying, it was so many acts they got to perform, and when I tried to motherfucking, you know, take time out to do the giveaways and shit, I got to look behind my back because motherfuckers are stealing liquor and shit, stealing the free alcohol, the bottles and shit I'm supposed to be giving away. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck? So the shit went all, you know what I'm saying, upside down, but at the same time, end of the night, I'm looking for the damn vinyl posters. Motherfucker telling me that I threw them away. How in the hell you done threw some shit away? That quick, yo. Threw my shit away. Not even asking me now, dude. Hey, bro, you know what I'm saying? Do you want your posters back or anything? These are some, you know, look like some nice. These ain't no throwaway shit. You don't throw away no fucking banners. Vinyl banners. You don't throw them bitches away. How in the hell? Full color. That bitch full color from head to toe. Ain't no fucking way, man. Dog, I wanted to kick their motherfucking ass over that shit, dog. Oh, $220 motherfucking dollars down a motherfucking drain. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man, that shit pisses me off. But you got a lesson learned from janky promoting. You know what I'm saying? How to motherfucking deal with people. And then, you know what I'm saying, that exposed me early to know that it is janky motherfuckers out there that, you know what I'm saying, we'll just go ahead and just take motherfuckers' money. But then at the same time, man, for the sake of the artists, you know, artists got to motherfucking really tighten up on their knowledge of the whole promotion game, too. It got to come down really now to promoting yourself more than what a promoter can goddamn do for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, man, you go into some of these damn clubs and they tell you, yeah, man, come on through. We're going to show you love and shit. And then you come and bring 25 motherfuckers through. That ain't no time for excuses when you at the door.
Yeah.
And I came from motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, 2 counties over and shit. Mm-hmm. You know, an hour. I don't spend an hour of time on the road. It ain't no room for that.
Yeah.
And shit like that been going on a lot in Tampa, at least. I know a lot in Tampa. I don't know about other places, but in Tampa, I mean, that these motherfuckers just being notorious for coming down here, setting up false little shows and shit, making a little money off of them, and then, you know what I'm saying, be out.
Yeah.
You know, I wish nigga Ash would have called in, because I know he had a dealing with, just lately, Trey Styles Entertainment. Now, I went to the event last night, I went to the event a week previous, and that bitch was ran excellent. You know what I'm saying? The time and everybody was, you know, act after act. This shit kind of went kind of ghetto-fied. You know what I'm saying? Really, it did. And then for the acts that came there, I was disappointed. You know what I'm saying? But in the promotion of it, you know what I'm saying, all these motherfuckers, it was a contest. This is a Pour Out Your Talent showcase. So, honestly, who should be on the motherfucking flyers? Just name a couple of people who should be on the flyers.
Five City.
At least the winners, though. You know what I'm saying? If you had auditions, all these different spots, you know what I'm saying? And then the winner of those spots, they should, their name should have went, at least their name. You know what I'm saying? The nominees for the, you know, tonight's, you know what I'm saying, audition. Because that's what it is now. These are all the nominees. These are all the winners from these auditions that you done had.
Yeah.
And tonight is the actual contest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, damn, what was the point? They needed some exposure, you know what I'm saying, beforehand to build up a fan base to come and see who the fuck is there. But even last night, man, Act of Fool went off. He was like, man, this some bullshit. He said, this shit is disorganized like a motherfucker. Because now you got special guest appearances, bitches just popping in, paying a couple of dollars, and now you throwing them in. You cannot run no show like that.
Yeah.
You cannot do that. As much as you want to make money, you cannot flip the script. You have to wait to the end. Yeah, you come at the end. If I can fit you in, I'll fit you in.
Yeah.
But that's the only way it can work. You can't just sit up there and be like, oh, well, damn, he want to get me $100. I'm going to go ahead and just slide him in and let him do one song. That one song just offset everything else that was going on, though. Yeah. Now, you took time out of the motherfuckers who earned the right to be here.
Yeah.
And the attention away. That's a janky promotion right there. You know what I'm saying? That's a real janky promotion. They're talking about the after party. Shit. Half the bitches was gone because they kept doing intermissions. How the fuck do you do intermissions? 5-minute intermissions in a show. You can never, once you got a bitch attention, you can never break that.
Yeah.
Because once it's broken, I mean, unless you got some fire ass shit to bring them back, they, once that attention is broken, they gone. They're having that Bay to Bay Area Idol, you know what I'm saying? But that the motherfucking, they did the 5 to 19 year olds, you know what I'm saying? Now, you had all kind of Bright House, not all these big promoters, everybody in here, shitting me. After halftime, half that crowd was gone. They did an intermission, you know what I'm saying? They did the first 20 acts, and they had 20 more acts to do.
Damn.
So they took a 10-minute motherfucking break. To, you know, reset, shit, in that 10 minutes, 10% of the motherfuckers was gone. It was only 20% in the motherfuckers. So, you know what I'm saying? Half the crowd, yeah, left. You know, they thought it was over. Or, you know, there was 5 to 19-year-olds, so they took the kids, you know what I'm saying? The kids can't be up that late anyway. So that was another factor. That took half your crowd away, though. But in the case of you know, the risk of last night shit, oh man, that was just, yeah, all the way around. Because on the flyers, guess who was on there though? The two hosts that was on there was the Trey Styles artist, and then the two pitchers that was actually on there was Trey Styles artist. So all you did was promote for your record label, and then you used in the name of a talent contest though. So basically, you use other artists to expose your artists. That's a janky promotion. There's no problem with putting your peoples on one side, but damn, the other side, when you had all this other bullshit on there, little graphics and little bullshit, all that room, all that fucking airspace should have had the motherfucker at least the name of the motherfucking nominees of the other people that's performing tonight. At least their names. And then each one of them artists should have got their own stack of flyers to promote their motherfucking self. See me on the flyer right there? Yeah, man. Come through. Bam, 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 bam. There really ain't a need for a street team if you got a lot of motherfucking artists that's willing to participate and do it, you know what I'm saying, that it takes to get, you know what I'm saying, to get to that next level. So if you got 20 artists, shit, and I got 10,000 flyers and I give everybody... shit, 500 a piece, nigga. My job done. As long as y'all motherfuckers go out there and put your 500 out, 555, everybody motherfucking done. Whole job done, right done. You know, but I don't know, man. Motherfuckers don't give the opportunity to. They don't let the artists participate. You know what I'm saying? Work for your motherfucking, you know, fame. You know, that's what I'm about. You know, work for your fame. I'm finna give you motherfucking 25 tickets. You can go out there selling 25 tickets, you get half the fucking profit. If you don't, I mean, that's showing your work ethic. That's showing your hustle. You don't have it. That means you can't sell yourself. What the fuck is you doing? What do you want to be an entertainer for? If you cannot sell yourself. You know what I'm saying? And that's the simplest as selling tickets. If you can't sell tickets to an event, and bring motherfuckers to your shit. And I don't mean, you know, begging your cousins and shit, hey, man, buy these tickets. I'm just saying honest people walking up, hey, I got a show, this is me, bam, bam, bam. Even if it take giving them some music to check you out. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, this is me, check me out real quick. And I want to check, you know, invite y'all to a show. You know, bam, this is the fly and everything. Y'all come out, you like the music. This is what's going to be going down. You know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, boom. That's how it's supposed to work. You know what I'm saying? When the last time I did shows, everybody motherfucking was selling something. Or, you know what I'm saying, your ass is all over the fly. I mean, the fly idea for Empire, shit, I had everybody pitching on the bitch. Every group that performed, their actual pictures was all the way around the damn fly with names. So for you to say that it can't be done, and then even if they don't show up, you know what I'm saying, that's still a good look because a motherfucker might came looking for them, and they still there, even if they stayed to the end of that motherfucker looking for them. Hey, you got that motherfucking count at the door that you wanted, that body count, you know, and now you never know, you know what I'm saying? They might come in hell by the bar and just waiting on that motherfucker to come, you know what I'm saying? They done bought the bar, getting drunk and shit, and this motherfucker never show up. Janky promoters do that every day. That's real. Who we got? Mini Fire. Damn. All right. Well, big ups to Kim's and Swims. They had a fire at the university. She worked at the university at some motherfucking well. Yeah. She at work right now. I don't know. Somebody, they be partying too hard. They be spinning on poles at the work and shit, man. I don't know what kind of job that is. They got a pole in the break room. That's what I'm talking about. Shit. Going down live, boy. If I had my own little place, hell yeah, I have a pole in that motherfucker too. Go on, take a break, guy. Ow, shit. Oh, my bad. It's what it's supposed to be even saying there. Yeah, but what kind of promotions? What you got coming up, man? You know what I'm saying? So we can get away from these janky ass promoters and shit. You know.
We going to L.A. in January 21st through the 24th.
All right, who popping that off?
That Fred Cronin popping that.
That's who?
It's Fred Cronin Pilot. The wax company, the car wax company.
Oh, Fred Stone Polish?
No, Express Foam and Polish.
Oh, Express Foam?
Yeah, Express Foam and Polish.
Express Foam and Polish. Oh, okay. And who else?
And Hood Boogie.
Express Foam and Polish, Hood Boogie.
Yeah.
Entertainment and Promotions.
Yeah, at P&K Promotion.
And P&K Promotion. And y'all going to California, what part?
Long Beach.
All right. So Goofy Bone, they going to be down there in your land, dog. I'm going to see if I can catch a ride. Might give me a free ride to Cali and shit. It's going down, boy. Because what? Nigga, I got the motherfucking connect to San Jose because it's going down. Yeah. How far that is from, let's see, how far is San Jose from Long Beach?
Shit, I don't know. I ain't gonna know what that is, though.
Somebody should know. Kim's and Whims, you know girl, or 186 Deuce. Goofy Bar, I know you know. Probably over there hiding. How we do. Yeah. Check this out, man. I got you on the line, so I got to take a quick smoke break, you know what I'm saying, do what I do, and play a little somebody from your motherfucking camp, right here, start your smell of pride. You got motherfucking Crime City in the motherfucking building, y'all, my nigga Krim hanging out, live on the motherfucking car, start your smell of pride.
Give a fight back to him.
This is Janky Ass Promoters Monday, man. Throw some Janky Ass Promoters. Call up 347-237-5125.
Yeah, I'm moving so diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through. You gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Turn my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water. better let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college, so my baby gets some knowledge, and he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper, and maybe he can conquer all these lame-ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this year, I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like, shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't sterile. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up, though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, you know I really don't care. Cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. Shots already started. What? I'm already retarded. Yeah. I ain't gotta be the hardest. Nah. Shit, I'm not even an artist. Nah. You ain't gotta be the smartest. Nah. Bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities.
Yeah.
I got the authority to take you to the crib.
What?
It's got three stories. All I need is three stories.
Uh-huh.
Just cool with the orgies.
Yeah.
Hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here?
What's good?
This is a toast to the living. Raise your cups in the air.
Come on.
Yeah. What's really up in here? I'm drinking like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors.
Cut that a little short, you know what I'm saying? I ain't mean to. Fucking around high and shit. My nigga Bobby Treacherous right there. My nigga Creep, you know what I'm saying? From the Crown City Label right there, you know what I'm saying? Holding down a couple of tracks, man. That's how we do it up in there. You know what I'm saying? So, Crib, man, where everybody at, man? You know, where Bobby at? You know what I'm saying? What everybody got going on? They got projects and everything hit, man, you know. I know everybody come through repping, you know what I'm saying, doing their own little thing, so.
Mm-hmm. Bobby's probably at work right now, Hitman in New York. And I'm
oh, word? Literally. Motherfucker, see it. That nigga's literally chilling.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Okay, what's going on up in New York? That's where you from or something?
Yeah, that was Hitman from.
Oh.
Where you from? Yeah, he, you know, he came down to do my producing and shit. And, I mean, it's a long story, but, you know, I make it short here, some hot shit. So he came down to fuck with it. and boom.
Okay, so you could, that's so he taking all the material and doing and then promoting it up there.
Yeah.
Now what he do up there? He got a his own company or?
Yeah, Blackheart Productions, and his brother is a Terror Squad nigga, and you know he push it in all the clubs, all the DJs, and we try to get some shows up there. For the summertime, I ain't going up there no damn snow.
Nah, I don't, that damn snow, man. I done been in that -3 degrees shit. That shit is kind of fucked up. Thing can't function in that shit. Man. And riding around with snow chains, all that kind of shit. Nah, I don't know that.
What's
20
degrees up there right now?
It's 30.
20.
God damn. Hold on, y'all. Let me run this up, milk.
You got shit for brains.
Hey, hey. You talk to me like that, you little shit. Get your little ass out of here. Y'all got excuses, y'all. That's damn little Timmy and shit. He be running around, you know, fucking with my little control and all that pushing on shit. You know what I'm saying?
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
No, my bad. Hey, did you hear about
Oh, my
bus?
God.
Hear about who?
That's marijuana. Good stuff, too. Oh, man. Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, that's how we do it in Reno. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Oh, my bad. Shout out to the popo, you know what I'm saying? We know y'all like to smoke weed, too. Yeah. That's real. Nah, you know, I'm just fucking around with shit, man. Well, you know, fucking around with shit. When got ladies coming through and shit, you know what I'm saying, on the show, I'd be like, you know, stop playing my shit, Timmy. Little punk motherfucker.
Look, she bending over. Claude Hammers. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
Kansas Whimsies. Yeah. Not that. Yeah, shouts out to Kansas Williams, 186 Deuce, chilling off on the motherfucking bridge. You know what I'm saying? Walk over here real quick. Get back in my. Get my motherfucking shit back on. All right. In about 2 minutes. 2 minutes, y'all. We're getting into the current nutty news of the day. That y'all in what the fuck is going on around the world. And also check out, I'm finna drop this link in the chat room real quick. Matter of fact, I'm finna see, hold on. This shit going slower than a motherfucker. Trying to pull up the little video. If I can pull that up, I can play the song. Shit, he's acting a fool. This shit acting a fool. Yeah, shouts out to Acting Fool. C. Wakely, DJ Purifier, let's see who else, MB Promotions, you know what I'm saying, all them boys are holding it down, you know what I'm saying, I got pictures of all them niggas, man, I need to go and get my motherfucking shit, but it's all good, got a lot of footage from the event, you know what I'm saying, it's going down, let's see what I got up in here, man. What do I have up in here? Hold on, y'all. Scooby Dooby Doo. That means Scooby. Oh, I got to throw my new jam on real quick. This is a new jam, y'all. It's coming out in 3009. Y'all check this shit out. This is on Regular Game Entertainment record label.
Can you smell something in the air?
And
it's me. Everywhere I go, people look at me funny. Maybe because I got bitches and money. Maybe because I got
ring
power
tones for sale.
Wherever I go, the people always shout out. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Oh yeah! It's time for me to set the record straight and let you people know who farted. Well, I farted. You know what I'm saying? And when people ask you who farted, fuckhead? You better point at me and say, hey, it's Jim, he fuckhead.
Yeah, that's coming out, you know what I'm saying, 3009. Y'all make sure y'all check that shit out. Real hot. You know what I'm saying? New shit.
What's happening? It's your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
Nigga Six Figures holding it down right though. Once again, man, y'all know what time it is. It's going down. Y'all know what that sound is, right? It's time for the Nutty News of the Day, y'all. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com. Oh, yeah. Y'all know what time it is. Do you know what time it is? Hey. This is the hottest time of the show right here, y'all. Well, y'all get to go around the world in a few minutes, you know what I'm saying? Because give you news from around the world. And I do mean the world. But first, I want to try to find something. So, give me one quick second. Let me open this up and see if I can play something exclusive for y'all. Which it probably won't. Oh, shit, it's already on. Hell no, I didn't know I wanted to hear that. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all hold on, people. I'm going live. Goddamn, play a motherfucking video, man. Yeah. Yeah, it's my nigga Krim right here, man. Play this real quick. Let y'all hear some exclusive shit. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Wow. Look, motherfucker, no hands. Oh. Oh, it's filtering, y'all. It's filtering, you know. Now, if y'all want to check this video out, hold on, let me drop this link in now. There you go. Look, motherfucker, no ham. Oh. My bad, that's a remix, y'all. Play mother... Shit, don't want to play right. That bullshit right here, it's the tech, untechnology. Shit, untechnology. Shit ain't motherfucking playing. Alright, well, I was trying to hear y'all sample. I don't know what the fuck going on with the damn music. Shit keeps setting, resetting, setting, resetting. Come on, mother... Play the damn music. All right, fuck it. Y'all want to check it out, click on that link, www.livestream.com/WDGE Radio. It's live, you know what I'm saying? It's in effect. Y'all can hear the whole song. Or go to tapperapp.com and also see it there. You featured there also. You can see Krim Krill, Hitman, Creep, Bobby Treacherous. You know what I'm saying? You see like the old half of the old crew hanging out. Coco's Lounge, you know what I'm saying, off of Hillsborough 40th Street. Right in good old Tampa Bay, baby. Is how we do it. All right. Hey. This goddamn Sweet CC on the promotions on the camera and shit. Turning everybody and get their ass. Got Bobby Treacherous, got a nigga Deuce. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the city. You know what I'm saying? Deuce was representing last night, you know what I'm saying, at the Ritz. Shouts out to him. This is it, man, y'all. Man be hiding a bitch. See Hood Boogie in the back. Y'all want to know what the hell I'm talking about, man, go to www.livestream.com/WDGE Radio. It's on live. Due to launch live January 1st, 2010, y'all. We're going live. Y'all hear what this man saying? Beat that pussy. That's the anthem right there. Beat that pussy. Kim's willing you. You like this song, don't you? I know you do, girl. Beat that pussy. Ow. She got dope, nigga. If y'all can't hear, I'm going to sing it for you anyway. This is actually live recording from Coco's Lounge, man. So this is how we get down live each and every Tuesday night. You know what I'm saying? From 8 to 3 in the morning, man. Y'all come through. Check us out. Karaoke. Open mic. Yeah, that's my nigga Krim right now, man. We doing real big. Y'all already know that's live shit. That's some live shit, ghetto shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. And you want to see any live than that, go to www.livestream.com/WDGE Radio. And the new radio, TV, television broadcast, it's going to be popping off, man, January 1st, 2010. Everybody better check in, man. Better check in. What's going down, man? Big ups to my nose. You know what I'm saying? Krim up in this motherfucker. Hold it down, man. We up here live, man. I'm finna tell y'all some old crazy, funny-ass shit for the next few fucking minutes, man. Y'all finna sit back and feel like, yeah. Let's cue the music. Porn music is Debbie Does Dallas. Yeah. It's going funky, y'all. We're in the Nazareth of Israel. And once again, this is the Nutty News of the Day. Sponsoring you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com. Yeah. Guess what, y'all? The Jesus era house has been found. Yes. Only in Israel. Only in Nazareth. The remains of a house from time of Jesus have been found in Nazareth. The first discovery of its kind in the place where he grew up, Israel's antiquities authorities said on Monday. Archaeologists did not draw any direct link between the Nazareth dwelling and Jesus, his mother Mary's childhood home, many Christian faithful believe, was a cave over which Nazareth's imposing Church of the Annunciation now stands. Yardania Alexandre, who directed a dig near the church, said it exposed the walls of a first century house that consisted of two rooms and a courtyard. You motherfuckers always go digging for some shit. Stay the fuck out of my yard. That's what I would have told them. The fuck out of my yard. The hell you digging for? It's a motherfucking church. Anyway, let's go to Charlotte, y'all. Anybody know somebody in Charlotte, North Carolina? Well, car driver is male athlete of the year. Woo! Fucking right. Ain't got no country music, sorry. NASCAR driver Jimmy Johnson has been picked as the male athlete of the year by members of the Associated Press. I don't know what the fuck that means, but all right. Editors at newspapers, which all members of the whatever, selected Johnson after he captured an unprecedented fourth straight championship in NASCAR's premier series. He received 42 votes to beat tennis star Roger Federer and Olympic sprinter Usain Bolt, who were the only other two athletes to receive vote totals in the double digits. Shouts out to Usain, that bitch there, Bolt. That is exactly what he is. I'm going to fast it up, motherfucker. All right, y'all, let's take it to Sweden. Anybody speak Sweden? I don't. But guess what they do there? They police pepper spray a groom at his own motherfucking wedding. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Busting that bitch spray and everybody. Lay it down. Get married to that. Pepper spray. All right. A wedding on Saturday in Malmo in southern Sweden came to an abrupt halt as police arrested the 24-year-old groom at the city hall using pepper spray on him in the process, according to the Svenska newspaper. The man, who is a refugee from Afghanistan, was wanted by the police after his application for asylum was rejected. Yeah, he had remained on the run to avoid deportation, but the police received information that the 24-year-old was to be wed. Yeah, so we knew that they were going to the city hall. Yeah. Pepper sprayed his punk ass. Wanted. How the hell you gonna motherfucking be wanted and go to city hall to be married? You gonna go to jail to get married, basically. All right, people. Only thing I can say to that is...
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
Yeah. Everybody's doing it, Ma. The fuck is that? Crazy motherfuckers. Crazy people in the world, y'all, do some crazy shit. But it ain't gonna get no crazier than what's about to happen next. priest. My advice to poor is to shoplift. Only in the fucking UK, people. Only in the goddamn UK. I'm telling y'all, every single day I read something, it's getting. If y'all go to the UK, I don't know what the fuck you're doing there. A clergyman has been criticized as highly irresponsible after advising his congregation to shoplift following his nativity sermon. Yeah, shouts out to Father Tim Jones, 41, broke off from his traditional annual sermon yesterday to tell his flock that stealing from large chains is sometimes the best option for vulnerable people. It is far better for people desperate during the recession to shoplift than to turn to prostitution, mugging, or burglary, he said. The married father of two insisted his unusual advice did not break the Bible commandment, thou shalt not steal, because God loves for the poor outweighs his love for the rich. What the kind of shit is that? Only in the UK, people. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing there, but hope I do you. But then motherfuckers still living in Washington, D.C. Why? I don't know. But the Senate votes on the health care bill at where? The magical hour of 1 a.m. when America's so-called sleeping or clubbing. Yeah, we're sitting here passing through votes on y'all motherfucking ass. Senate Democrats want a crucial. Yeah, right. Crucial test vote. Yeah, on President Barack Obama's health care overhaul, putting them on track for passage before Christmas on the historic legislation to remake the nation's medical system and cover 30 million uninsured. Right. All 58 Democrats and Senate's two independents held together early Monday against unanimous Republican opposition, providing the exact 60-40 margin needed to shut down a threatened GOP filibuster. The vote came shortly after 1 a.m. with the nation's capital blanketed in snow. Yep, just like the motherfucking snow over a bitch eyes right about now. The bullshit that I keep smelling. Fuck it. Let's go to Sacramento, y'all. Shouts out to Sacramento, California. The 805 heat waves up there. Yeah. A boy, aged 11, has been trapped in a Costco gun safe. Yeah, 11-year-old was safe and unhurt. Yeah, but there were a few anxious moments Sunday after the boy accidentally locked himself inside a gun safe at a Sacramento Costco store, according to Sacramento fire officials. Fire crews were on the scene in 4 minutes after the boy became trapped in the safe on the showroom floor. The safe's locking mechanism is battery operated, but when store personnel tried to get the safe open, yeah, the battery was either dead or missing. Yeah, leaving the little dumbass boy inside. And the teacher, a little stupid ass, be panicked. How the fuck you gonna play in a fucking safe and lock and shit? What kind of shit is that? White folks do that. Guaranteed. White folks, they do that. Hey, Bill, let me see if this works. Get on in there. Crazy ass motherfucker. Oh, shit. There's no batteries in it. And you only got 2 minutes worth of air. Crazy ass motherfucker. Shouts out to Miss PC Boom. Miss Computer Lady up in here representing Ohio. But we ain't off in your state, girl. We ain't off in your state. Not yet, that is. We might. We in New York right now, though, where a man in wheelchair stabs another man in wheelchair to death. Damn. Why the hell you just roll away? My bad, y'all. I said he said that. An argument between two men in wheelchairs ended in deadly violence early Saturday when one stabbed the other after being gashed on the head, police and witnesses said. Police and witnesses said? What the fuck? Y'all sitting there watching this shit? A resident of Barrier Free Living, an assisted living facility in the East Village, said the killer managed to corner the victim because he was using a motorized wheelchair. Yeah, the battle started in the early morning hours when a 24-year-old resident smashed a 51-year-old with the footrest of his wheelchair, saying resident Norbert Toledo, there's an argument over nothing, said Toledo, who was the victim's roommate. Damn. Old school killed this motherfucker. Now, what you give a fuck with the old school? Ain't nobody tell you coming there fucking with the damn old people. Just because you rolling your ass around and this man in a damn motorized wheelchair, you just going to hit this man. Well, I know that what he did, trying to be all nasty and shit. Go ahead, stabbed up. Be all right, yo. Fuck him. We in Salt Lake City, y'all, where a girl 4 years old falls from a motherfucking ski chairlift. What up? Niggas, you on the phone while you on the show, nigga? What kind of shit is that? That's some shit, man. This nigga on the phone while he on the show. It all good,
I'm
though.
In
all
the
I know stove,
nigga.
You in the stove?
Yeah.
Oh, well, shout out to everybody in the stove, man. Y'all listening to the goddamn
I'm thinking, I'm taking you around town with me.
Oh, yeah, we rolling then. We rolling. We rolling strong. I ain't got
we
no more weed, so I can't fire up again, but you know, fuck it. Head to the hood soon. All right. Authorities in Utah say a 4-year-old girl has been hospitalized after falling 30 feet from a chairlift at a ski area. Damn. Says the girl fell Saturday afternoon. She was found face down and not breathing, but members of a ski patrol revived her with CPR, which leads to the question, what the fuck was your parents at? Only in America, people. Only in America. Well, teacher was fired over prayer offer for pupil. You are fired. Only in the UK, people. Like I say, crazy shit is in the fucking United Kingdom. Olive Jones was dismissed from her job as a home visit teacher after she spoke about her faith with a girl's mother. The math teacher gives lessons to children who are too ill to attend school. When the girl did not feel up to the November 25th visit, Mrs. Jones spoke to her mother over a cup of tea and asked whether she could say a prayer. The teacher, a mother of two herself, said when the woman told her family, told her the family were not believers, she did not go ahead. But Mrs. Jones was later let go after the mother complained the teacher's comment had distressed her and her child. Ain't that a bitch? What kind of shit is that? Told her the family were not believers. Damn. Y'all motherfuckers don't believe in the Lord. I'm going to hit y'all with four Hail Marys, though. Let me go ahead. Pump this back up, dog. Oh my. Pump this back on up. Got to pump my little porn music back up. Oh, y'all got porn music. Porn music is provided to you in part by Titties and Beer, which is the new hit single. You know what I'm saying? It's coming out. I got a little preview of that. If anybody want to check that out. You want to check that out? Fuck it. Let's check that out. Is it a new song coming out? All white folks out there keeping it real. Yeah.
Titties and beer. Titties and beer. Titties and beer. Titties and beer. I thank God Almighty for titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
I'm two-legged deer.
Titties and beer.
Thank God I ain't queer.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Big old
titties and beer.
Big old titties. I love those motherfucking titties.
Boy, white folks get crunk, man. When white folks get crunk, they don't just fucking titties. Bring those titties over here. Yeah, titties and beer. You gotta love them, though. Gotta love them. Shit. Need all them peoples on this earth. Anybody know actress Brittany Murphy dies? I know that. She died at 32. Damn. Brittany Murphy died earlier this morning after she went into full cardiac arrest and could not be revived, multiple sources tell. She was 32. A 911 call was made at 8 a.m. from a home in Los Angeles. that is listed as belonging to her husband, Simon Monjack. We're told Murphy was taken to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, where she was pronounced dead on arrival. Her time of death was listed as 10:04 a.m. Murphy starred in such films as Clueless, 8 Mile, and Don't Say a Word. Murphy was reportedly fired from last film, The Caller, after a report she was problematic on set. Damn, yeah, I remember you. The Clueless chick. Damn, that's fucked up. That bitch sexy than a motherfucker. She dead than a bitch, though. 32 years old. Damn. Wow, that's crazy. Hey, we're in Nema. Anybody know where the fuck that's at? Nemea? Where a man dressed in animal skin was shot dead during a hunt. Stupid motherfucker. A Greek man dressed in animal hide was mistakenly shot dead while out hunting boar for a Christmas dinner. Police said members of a shooting party made up of families opened fire when Christos Castanio, 49, moved through the undergrowth. Yeah, they are thought to have been confused by the fact the victim was disguised in a dark goat skin, which are used to camouflage and to mislead their prey. The group sat fanned out in pairs of two to track down an animal for the traditional festival dinner when the accident happened. Police in the northern Greek town of Nemea, Chalidiki, said Mr. Constantinou was pronounced dead upon arrival. I'm pretty motherfucking sure. The old goddamn people done opened up on his ass. All right. Damn, boy, that's fucked up. You got your whole family to open up on you because your dumb ass is dressed in it like, God, what the? You dressed like the turkey fuck. Oh, yeah, you had a turkey hunt, and you dressed like the turkey and shit, thanking them off. They know I'm here. Stupid ass. Back into Washington to wrap it up, though, people. Why were charges against the new Black Panthers dropped? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah! It's going down, y'all, the movement back on. Yeah. The United States Civil Rights Commission, an 8-member agency that investigates accusations of discrimination, has launched a new offensive against a most unusual target, the Justice Department. Yeah. The commission is investigating why the Justice Department dropped charges in May against 3 members of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense in a voter intimidation case that the government won. 3 members of the radical group were accused of trying to threaten voters and block poll and campaign workers by the threat of force in November 2008. One even brandishing what prosecutors call a deadly weapon. Representative Frank Wolf, and your name keep fucking popping up, said in his written statement that the Attorney General has instructed his department to ignore the subpoenas. The nation's chief law enforcement officer is forcing these career attorneys to choose between complying with the law and complying with the Attorney General's obstruction. He said, adding that one of the attorneys has been compelled to obtain private counsel. Ain't that a bitch? So something going on fishing. Something fishing. Y'all just letting the charges drop, which I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Black folks getting off. Hey, man, I'm down with that because y'all damn sure motherfucking pulled that old fucking Broder's fraud bullshit and didn't arrest nobody down here. And y'all purposely motherfucking shitting on everybody votes and threw away the goddamn votes and they ain't gonna talk about, we don't know what happened. Man, y'all pulled a serious, yeah, straight up. Let me go ahead and beam somebody else up in here. Let me tell y'all something. One thing about me, you ain't even got to raise your hand on this show. I'm gonna beam your ass up anyways. You know why?
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
All right, so let me beam him up to do that. A1 Trizzy, you was in the busy.
What up, man?
It's going down, motherfucker. Deuce! From the city, Nick. From the city.
What the deal is?
Man, what the business ain't? What happened last night, man? Give me a synopsis, a wrap-up of last night's event. Hold on, let me cue the music for you, brother. Let me cue the music for you. We're getting a synopsis of the Ritz Ebor Theater Pour Out Your Talent Showcase, followed by the After Party featuring I don't know because I wasn't there. But he was there, so he can tell you. All right, Deuce, 1, 2, 3. You're on, brother. Give your report.
It was some bullshit.
Uh-oh. Janky ass promoters Monday. He didn't just say it was some bullshit.
It was some bullshit.
Uh-oh. What happened,
brother? I thought the talent level was going to be way better. I'm talking about real, have some real. I thought the talent level was going to be way better, but, you know, that's some bullshit. And they handpicked who they wanted to. However they did this shit, it was all handpicked.
So who was the end up winner or whatever?
Man, third place was some crack, old guy. Second place was some dude, and first place was some white chick.
The lady, the old lady?
The old lady, yeah.
Man, you got to be fucking kidding. Man,
where it went down.
Man. Oh, man. I told you, that's janky promoting right,
you know,
there, y'all.
See, and that's the reason why I didn't want to go. I didn't want to fuck with them boys, man, with my music, because, you know, you get my $25 or $50, however they charge that shit, and then you tell me I can't perform. You know, and then I'm looking at the performances, period. Them niggas, everybody got up there, can't perform.
Right. That's why all the ones they cut was the ones that came out there and would have did their thing. You feel me? The real performances would have outshined their artists. And that's what pissed me off.
And that ain't what they wanted. And that's not what they wanted. They don't want you to outshine their artists.
That's the whole thing. That shit was a big-ass janky promotion. That was a big-ass janky promotion. Straight up.
Yeah, what it was. I think that was you. Somebody said that they started on that shit over there in
Polk County. Yeah. They didn't advertise that shit over here. They just brought all they Polk County people over here to make it look like it was a bunch of people there, but there wasn't no Tampa people up in that motherfucker. Not representing like that, you know what I'm saying? Not talent wise, man. The people that they had there was, to me, I mean, didn't even deserve to be there. These was all the motherfuckers that was cursing at the audition.
Yeah.
Y'all, you know what I'm saying? So you already knew what they was going to do when they came back. So how you going to be mad and try to talk about them on the mic when, bitch, you already had time to listen to their show CDs and everything else to know what the fuck they was doing, even at the sound check? What the fuck was the sound check for them?
They should have told them that they had to have a show CD, period.
Come on, man. And they supposedly had a meeting and told everybody that. That's what they supposedly had. Now they supposedly had a meeting and told everybody.
You know, my thing is, you know, I understand what it was. They said they're on some gospel shit too, right? You know, so it was, you know, they were talking about gospel shit. Some shit they were talking about up there, man.
Oh.
So I guess you're still trying to cater to everybody in there because you got a lot of people.
Oh, no, I'm saying, yeah, they should have known. Now, them dudes, them select three artists that really came up, they should have known to come up there with their shit, which I pulled a couple of them to the side. I said, man, you always, Annie Logue, I pulled her to the side. I said, look, you always have to have a show CD.
Yeah.
At all times, a CD meaning that's edited. You have to know how to be able to switch your motherfucking your craft up. You can't always just be that come out and motherfuck this pussy nigga. Sometimes you have to bleep that. You can say it, but then you just have to, you know, put your message across in a different way.
You just got to go in the studio and spend that little bread and get that shit right. You know, that's all it is to it. You know, because you got different venues, you know, a place where you're going to have to go in. Some places you can't curse. You know what I'm saying? So,
you're going to be mad? Like, fuck that shit. I ain't going to perform there if I just can't do my music.
It ain't even that.
That's ignorant.
You know what?
That's just ignorant thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's ignorant thinking,
though,
because that could be your motherfucking $1 million chance. So, if you saying that you can't be diverse, who wants you on their record label?
Yeah, right. You got to be diverse. Fucking right.
You feel me? Who wants you on your record label if you can't be diverse?
See, my thing is, If you're doing music and you working with different tracks, you know, the track gonna make you bring it a different way anyway. You just got to change your vocabulary with them tracks, but the certain tracks they ain't gonna need a curse on.
Right.
You know, somebody the boys don't know what you're talking about. You know, but if you ain't got nothing to talk about but the same old bullshit every day, man. You know,
well,
I understand.
That's how that shit
boils down to reading a book, man. It, you know, you got to get your vocab up. So if you don't have vocab, you're going to cuss a lot in your music. You know, but your vocab ain't all that good.
Well, you damn sure don't bring that to no community day or talent show.
Especially,
that's all I'm saying.
What my man did, especially what my man did. What they call? Good and all. What's it called?
Yeah, I smoked my drink my liquor.
Yeah.
And then the niggas that came up talking about the backpack, I got crack in my backpack, working my backpack.
Yeah.
Who else came up? Antelope, she came up with that, y'all bitches, you know what I'm saying? And she said pussy and said some shit. And then she said a couple of words, she threw them in there. So regardless, even if so, you should, as an artist, know how to bleep your motherfucking self.
Well, yeah, I mean, just
yourself.
In the studio and paying for that shit, man. That shit don't cost like $30-$40, man. Sometimes it costs $20, all depends on who you messing with. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You go in there and get your shit edited.
It don't cost much
to get it edited, man. You know, it just boils down to your little rap budget that you got.
Well,
you know?
It's all about how far you want to go.
How
you want to take your career. You know what I'm saying? And your
they did Jay Reel and Amp fucked up last night.
Man, they better leave them boys alone, all right? Them boys will go off on them. The boys don't play. I mean, they did, though? They let them perform or didn't let them perform?
Nah, they ain't perform. See, that's what I don't do. Because Amp left and left Jay Reel by his damn self.
What?
That's why I don't do groups. That's why I just can't do groups like that. You know, I feature on a song, but I just can't do groups like that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I could have, like, right there, that could have been the big chance. Nah, she ain't.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't coming through that shit.
Yeah.
She wasn't coming through that shit. I mean, honestly, I was already pissed off after I seen the flyers, and I ain't even getting no motherfucking, you know, sponsored by it. Because, damn, I'm the one that was responsible for half of them artists even getting there.
Get out of here.
Yeah, when we did the Mona's Fashion Show, you know what I'm saying? That was me, Judge Dredd, that came, provided all the equipment, mics, and everything else that they needed to make all the motherfucking artists that was there. From Nisha, the first little chick that got up there talking about do the robbery stance. Which, I'm like, how y'all picked all of these motherfuckers to come? That ain't make no fucking sense.
I don't know.
I know after the show
was over, that was that. Because the after party shit was some bullshit. Everybody went home.
Everybody was almost gone after that intermission.
Yeah.
Bitches was getting the fuck up out of there, man. All right, y'all. Well, check this out, man. This has been Janky Ass Promoters Monday. You know what I'm saying? Y'all been riding out. You know what I'm saying? Starship Smelly Proud. Your boy DJ Smells So Good. Representing, man. Tampa Flow, we done. 8-1 Trey Folk, all day, Jackson Heights, man. And we take this thing all the way around the world. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to San Jose, California, 186 Deuce. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy, Goofy Bo. Representing
Goofy
Straight
Bo.
Low Records. Yeah, that's my nigga, dog. And Miss Computer Lady, representing Ohio, you know what I'm saying, for the smart black women crew out there. And everybody else who come through and show some love on the show. And big ups to my motherfucking co-host. She missing in action right now, but Miss Tasha XXX, you know, doing it real big. And
shout out to my nigga too.
Yeah, man, I'm finna end this motherfucker with goddamn Deuce. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking the whole crime city, because I got to say the whole crime city, so many of you niggas, man. But the CEO, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Krim, you know what I'm saying, for coming through, hanging out on the show. Much love. And everybody in Dade City, you know what I'm saying, from the 352 to the 813. To the 408 to, I don't know.
But that's what that was on the phone, Krim?
Yeah, that's nigga Krim right there at the top.
Oh, okay. What's up, nigga?
What up, fool?
Shit, man. He ain't come through last night. I guess you may fuck that shit too, huh?
Oh, nigga, I know it was some old bullshit. Well, Abra J had something to do with it.
Yeah.
With who? With who? Who?
But old Abra J had something to do with us talking some bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Little breath. But now, Lil Breast was the highest thing to me that came up there.
Yeah.
He was the highest little thing that came up there because he came and helped. I don't know. I doubt it. He parted Trey Styles Entertainment, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's the whole fucked up part of it, was they kept putting all these people in, putting all their people in between the action shit. You feel me? And that wasn't even part of the show. You don't do that at no fucking talent. This is a talent show. That's all supposed to be performing is talents, not, you know, guest appearances and you throwing these niggas in to do their show and shit. And that's where all the shit kept getting fucked up at. You know what I'm saying? Even Act a Fool and all the judges up top were saying that. They was like, damn, they was confused because they trying to follow the program. But the shit, now you throwing this motherfucker in. Like, who the fuck is this? He ain't even on here. They got cars and shit, yeah, with the contestant's name they supposed to be filling out. But then they throwing motherfuckers in there that ain't even on the script.
Well, if you ask me, man, I don't understand people, man. That can't be the best talent in Florida right there, man, that's in this little area.
Hell no, nah, that wasn't. That wasn't.
I don't know what the hell. That's why I say, man, motherfuckers be hustling, dog. But either you trying to help a motherfucker get out there, or you just trying to make your goddamn money. Don't give a fuck about a motherfucker.
Well, that's what that is. That's that whole scheme of that. You know what I'm saying? Bitch just want to make money, and I understand that, and that's cool. But at the same time, if you're doing it for the purpose of promoting that product or that person or that place, then that's what you need to do. Do that. But it's going to take the money and run. That's basically you just did a take the money and run type deal.
Yeah,
you did a janky promotion.
Yeah. I've been through that take the money and run shit.
That's what they just did. How you going to tell a bitch to come back? Come back to what?
Told who to come back.
I'm just saying all the motherfuckers that didn't get it performed, that's you basically giving them an IOU because you ain't giving shit. And then you might say, oh, yeah, well, I got you on the next show and shit, like a lot of them niggas like to say. Oh, yeah, I got you on the next show. You know what I'm saying? Hell no, nah, ain't no next show. How the fuck you know I'm even be here on the next show, nigga? I might be in another country.
Yeah, man, they got to come up with a gimmick and a scheme, my nigga, to make some bread, too, man. That's all that is. See, yeah, that's why I say, man, you know, really to get out there, man, if you can't make no money while you trying to do that shit, you know, well, it's going to be hard on you. As long as you making some money, you fine, though. Shit. That would have boiled down to making some money, man. They got to throw some goddamn parties, get a club or something, man, to make some money while you promoting your goddamn service. Not just giving out goddamn money. Fuck that.
Right. That's right. I mean, that's what we do, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, my homeboy Goof is born. He an artist. But at the same time, we putting out the $2 holler mixtapes, you know what I'm saying, from Tampa to Cali. You know what I'm saying? Just
yeah.
To get them artists exposed on them two different mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? So that's putting him out there at the same time, but he putting everybody else out there. So if you know what I'm saying, that's just if you selfless, you know what I'm saying, and you just do the shit for the love of it, shit, you get all love in return.
If you do it for the love, one thing. Doing it for business is another.
Well, you make money, do it for the love of it.
You make money doing it for the love, for sure. In the long run,
Being strictly business and they don't show no love, yeah, ain't gonna work. It ain't, not in the hood.
Yeah, exactly.
Not in the hood. That ain't gonna work. Maybe in the corporate world, but nigga, we based off of jug and you know, work with. You know, you gotta work with me. Nigga ain't rich. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So that's what we do.
Man.
Well, to get up out of here, man, I'm finna get up out of here with goddamn Deuce. I'm from the motherfucking city. This is how we do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Peace out to everybody riding out with us. Starship
Spell. Yeah, man, y'all go to the MySpace page, my nigga. MySpace slash T2Great 13.
I'll let you know. Peace out, homie.
What's up?
I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. nigga. I'm about to get home. One time for my dogs in the fucking pen. Two times for my cousin, they got life big. I bring it raw, nigga. This how I represent. I do it for my dogs. This how I represent. Me, I'm an ex-con, dicky wearing drug dealer. No, I don't sell dope. But I will kill you. No, I won't kill you. But you gotta feel me. The way I bring it, these soft niggas be catching feelings. You fell off because your rhymes is made PG. You couldn't handle the line like in the city street. You bought them holes, so the bottom where you should be.
You just a rap nigga, the bottom where you should be.
I'ma make this little pussy nigga kill me. Y'all fuck with you, all rock with you. Get the picture, nigga, wouldn't even smoke a blunt with you. Fuck a punchline, I'd rather tote the glot and grind. I'm from the city, nigga, I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga, and I represent it. I'm finna get off, I'm about to get off. I'm finna get off, nigga, I'm about to get off. I'm from the city, nigga, I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga, look how I represent it. I'm finna get off. I'm about to get on, nigga. I'm about to
get on.
This for them pill poppers, dubs, and weed smokers. Tell me why this college boy think it's damn a joke. Oh, you in love with Becky? Oh, you a trip for Becky? I said my homegirl let you make him get naked. Oh, my mama, I hope you buck, nigga. I wanna wet you. And take that little cheese straight to the strip club. And for that cheap chain, I'll probably get my dick sucked. And show them hoes how the real niggas show love. Where I'm from? Lame nigga from the damn street. Ain't got problems like the big homie Tom G. Ain't got a revolver, buddy, you pussy niggas fuck with me. Yeah, I got a revolver, buddy, you pussy niggas fuck with me. When I was locked up, see, this was all a damn dream. Doing shows, counting dope was all a damn dream. I'ma go out like a soldier, nigga, PNC. I'ma go out like a soldier, nigga, PNC. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. And I represent it. I'm finna get old. I'm about to get old. I'm finna get on, nigga, I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. The guy represented. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. See my homegirl Tasha, she just called a beat. No need to worry, I'ma look out for them damn kids. I do it for my dogs, this how I represent. See why y'all niggas out there doing all this chill rapping? I know hoes that'll clap, 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 clap. Put something hot through that sweaty ass skull cap. I know I talk shit, but I got love for y'all. Long as you keep it gangsta, Charlie, you my fucking dog. I give a fuck about the shaking ass in the club. See, I respect the hustle. A hustle is a hustle. So when you see me in the street, mommy, say what's up. I ain't like these lame niggas, they just wanna fuck. I know you doing what you do, shorter to make a buck. Rent dude, you gotta get it, get it. I know you cross a lot of lame niggas out here slipping. Fuck with your boy, you know now, deuce with it. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. And I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. Yeah. Deuce, deuce.